you want to be happy today? The Bible says that a happy person finds wisdom and gets understanding. But it warns us that wisdom of this world is foolishness in God's sight. But the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Elizabeth Elliot has spent decades helping women understand the wisdom of the Bible. Welcome to Gateway to Joy. Be challenged to live wisely as you hear once again from your friend, Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you again today about prayer, about the question, why pray? We've said that one of the main reasons why we need to pray is not primarily to get what we're after, but to put ourselves in the presence of God and to look upon Him and learn from Him as a little child comes to his mother or his father and begins to absorb what that person is and what that person can teach. And as we put ourselves deliberately, and that has to be a disciplined choice, doesn't it? Because we all know that it's not going to just happen someday that about 2 o'clock in the afternoon we can't think of anything better to do, and so, well, I guess I could pray. No. How do you find time to pray? You don't find it. You make it, which means that you have to arrange your life to include prayer. How important is it to you? Is it more important than some of the fun things that people tell you you must do in the evening? Does it mean that you're going to have to go to bed earlier in order to get up earlier, before the children wake up, perhaps, or in order to have time for prayer before you get into the traffic jam on the way to work? You know what you have to do, and God will help you to do it if you want to. I can remember how often the headmistress, Mrs. DeBose, used to say to us in that boarding school in Florida back when I was in high school, "You can do anything in this world that you want to do if you want it, do it bad enough." And she would point her bony finger at me, and she would say, "And Betty Howard, the trouble with you is you don't want to." Well, I'm afraid she was often right on that. I was born with a very negative spirit, and I've been asking the Lord to deliver me from that. That's one of my prayers. So let's think about why, to whom, how, and when. We have thought about those things. We'll just review quickly. I've given you the why today. And to whom? It's to our Heavenly Father. We come how? As a child, ignorant, helpless, expecting, dependent, and we come early in the morning, if possible. Now, what do we ask? Jesus taught us to pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." So we need to ask for grace to serve and worship God. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. That's a prayer from the Psalms. I know that the words of my mouth are inadequate, but if I pray that the Lord will let the words of my mouth be acceptable, I believe He's going to listen to me. I really do believe that He likes to hear prayers like that, and He wants to help us. So I come as a child to a father, loving and hoping, and I make my requests. Isn't that a simple little admonition? Make your requests known to God. Is it okay to pray that God will give you a new skateboard? Yes, I think it is. I know of one mother who was having a very distinguished Christian man for dinner, and she suggested to her children that each of them think of something that he would like the man to pray for. And so she asked her first son, "Now, what are you going to ask him to pray for?" And he said, "A new skateboard." Well, the mother was a little disappointed, and she thought, given the reputation of this man, the godliness, the spirituality of this man, wouldn't it be kind of nice if he could think of something other than a skateboard? But then, as she considered that problem, It dawned on her that that was the honest prayer of a little boy. He wasn't asking for a closer walk with God. He wasn't asking to be taught the deep spiritual things. He was asking for what he wanted. And that's honest. That's honest praying. There's no sense trying to be pious when we're talking to God. Make your requests. Start where you are. He does know already what you want, but he tells us to ask. And I'm reminded of a little Alka boy whose name was Damanta. He was Valerie's age and perfectly capable of talking, but there were times when he absolutely refused. And when some Quechua Indians came in and built me a house that actually had walls and a floor, that was a novelty to the Alka Indians. They'd never seen a house with walls and a floor, let alone with a door that opened and shut. And little Tamanta just loved to come over to my house and open that door and come in. But the door had to be locked all the time. There was a bolt on it because it didn't have the usual kind of a door handle. It was just made of very primitive materials. So there was a bolt. And in order to keep the animals and the bugs out, I kept it bolted. It had a screen top to it, so people were never shut out. They could talk to me through the door. Tamanta's mother, whose name was Ipa, used to come over and sweep my house and wash my dishes sometimes. And very often she would be in my house, and Tamanta, her little son, was outside. Tamanta wanted to come in. And so his mother would say to him, "Say, please." And he would stand there and cry. And this would go on for about 3 or 4 minutes, and then he would scream and cry, and other people would come around and make fun of him. And his mother would just continually keep saying, "Say, please. Apanibu inyimui. Apanibu inyimui." And he would cry. We wanted him to understand that he needed to ask in order to receive. I think the Lord wants to teach us the same lesson. Sometimes Tamanta would stand outside that door for 20 minutes with people making fun of him, being mean to him, and his mother just quietly saying, "Say please." Now, there really wasn't a word in the Alka language for please, but the polite way of saying it was apanibi inyimui. And she would keep saying it, and finally Tamanta would say apanibi inyimui. Now, how does this particular request look when I speak of it to God, this thing that I want to ask God about today? It may look to me like bread, but God may know that it's stones. And the Bible says that a father, an earthly father, will not give his child a stone if he asks for bread. Of course, the child doesn't always know the difference. He doesn't know what's good for him. So he asks for what he wants, and the Father gives him what's good for him. My prayer list is the raw material from which God wants to produce in me the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, long-suffering, meekness, gentleness, self-control. C.S. Lewis wrote a magnificent book called Letters to Malcolm, and he says this: "The state of mind which desperate desire, working on a strong imagination, can manufacture is not faith in a Christian sense. It is a feat of psychological gymnastics. It must refer to a degree or kind of faith which most believers never experience. A far inferior degree is, I hope, acceptable to God." There are some rather staggering promises in the scripture that don't always seem to work for us. If you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you can tell this mountain to cast itself into the sea. And Lewis is comforting us, I think, by saying that this must be a degree or kind of faith which most believers never experience. And he says, "A far inferior degree is, I hope, acceptable to God." I have to confess that I don't suppose that my faith is as big as a mustard seed, and I can't imagine telling a mountain to move into the sea. But let's not call faith that state of mind which desperate desire, working on a strong imagination, can manufacture. It is merely a feat of psychological gymnastics. Now, there are some things that we do not need to pray about. We don't need to pray about moods. We can choose to praise the Lord regardless of what our mood may be. We do not need to pray about matters of unequivocal obedience. Those things which are clearly stated in Scripture that we are to do or not to do, we don't need to pray about, except to pray for help, of course. We can always pray that the Lord will help us to control our rotten moods and to help us in our obedience. But we must remember that God sometimes says to us, "Speak no more to me of this matter." He said that to Moses, you know. Prayer is a request. Sometimes it's granted, and sometimes it's not. We might ask someone to pass us the salt, and they will or they won't, depending on their mood. We might ask a neighbor to feed the cat while we're gone, and perhaps the neighbor says yes, or perhaps he says no. We realize that when we make a request, the answer might be no. You might go to the boss and tell him you think you deserve a raise in pay. Will he say yes or will he say no? Remember, the Lord is a wise and loving Father, and He will not give a scorpion if we ask for an egg, or a snake if we ask for a fish.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Through Gates of Splendor and The Path of Loneliness, Finding Your Way Through the Wilderness to God. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.